I had heard about it, but never really believed it to be true. It was one of those stories that seemed more apocryphal than real, until I experienced it for myself. The experience of people in China wanting to be photographed with Westerners. Yep, take it from me, it is true. In fact, it happened multiple times in different places with lots of people. The first time it happened, two guys in their early 20s were riding up an elevator with me in the Pearl Tower, a very tall building in Shanghai. While their English wasn't strong, and my Chinese doesn't exist, it became clear what they wanted. We both used Google Translator, a not-so-perfect tool, to communicate. Using Google Translator, I was reminded of an old episode of Star Trek, when the crew of the Starship Enterprise landed on a planet, and in order to communicate with the inhabitants, they used special machines to translate their words so each could understand the other. When I first saw this on Star Trek, it was science fiction. Standing in the Pearl Tower in Shanghai, it was reality. The same thing happened again when I was walking through the Forbidden City in Beijing with a group of American college students. Locals were looking at these college students. At first, folks were a bit shy, but as soon as one person indicated that they wanted their picture or a picture of their children taken with the Westerners, the floodgates opened. More and more people wanted their pictures taken. People gathered around, even lined up to have their photos taken with an American college students who became instant celebrities. It was explained to me that many of the folks in the Forbidden City that day were from rural villages and had come to Beijing for a three-day holiday weekend. Where they lived in China, they never would have encountered a Westerner before. It struck me, as the photos were being taken with cameras and with smartphones, that barriers were being broken down, that people from different cultures were interacting, and there was laughter and there were smiles, and much was being communicated, even though the language was a great barrier. So while it is said, a picture speaks 1,000 words, it seemed to me that the taking of pictures spoke even more. Someday, perhaps, this will become a rarity. But until then, smile and say, geez. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.